This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. NATO leaders meeting Monday in Brussels discussed possible growing threats from Russia and from China as Joe Biden made his first appearance at the summit as U.S. president. At Biden's urging, NATO leaders agreed to work against the, quote, systemic challenges posed by China's aggressive policies as the alliance fleshed out its approach to Beijing. China's increasingly assertive actions in building a nuclear arsenal, as well as space and cyber warfare capabilities, threatens the international order, according to the NATO leaders. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the allies would seek to cooperate with China on global issues like climate change, as European capitals wanted. But in a nod to Washington's growing concern, he warned China's growing influence and international policies present challenges to alliance security. He said leaders agreed that we need to address such challenges together as an alliance and that we need to engage with China to defend our security interests. President Biden has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to NATO at that summit in Brussels. His remarks came as leading members declared it a pivotal moment for the alliance, which had been beleaguered during the presidency of Donald Trump. President Biden sat down with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and underscored the U.S. commitment to Article 5 of the alliance charter. Article 5 spells out that an attack on one member is an attack on all and is to be met with a collective response. President Biden says he wants NATO to know that America is there. The United States is not planning to support Afghan forces with airstrikes after the U.S. troops' withdrawal is completed, according to a top military commander in the Middle East who gave an exclusive interview to VOA. More on that later. This is VOA.